Congressional Democrats today are seeking an overhaul of policing in America. They are proposing a new law that would ban chokeholds and some no-knock warrants, limit the transfer of military equipment to local police, and make it easier to track and prosecute police misconduct. Senator Kamala Harris spoke as Democrats unveiled the legislation this morning.
Reform and change must happen, and it must happen now. And let's be clear, reforming policing is in the best interest of all Americans. It is literally in the best interest of all Americans, because this is a basic matter of fairness and, as so many have said, justice.
Representative William Lacey Clay is one of the lawmakers backing this bill. He's a Democrat from Missouri, and he joins us now. And Congressman, what are you trying to accomplish with this bill?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on to talk about what we think will be transformative legislation in the area of policing African-American communities. We are calling for a strong police accountability framework. And the bill takes on some critical issues, such as redefining police misconduct, establishing a national use of force standard, which is part of a bill that Ro Khanna of California and I have co-sponsored for the last 2 years. We also include establishing a national use of force standard and increasing the U.S. Department of Justice's authority to prosecute misconduct by law enforcement officers.
Congressman Lacey Clay, this bill would also, as you mentioned, change the legal standards requiring for discipline and prosecuting police. But Congress can only do so much about policing because it's largely governed by the state and local level. So how does this bill address that reality?
No, and you're absolutely right, correct about that. But here's what has to happen, and I think most Americans get this, is that at the state, local, and federal level, we have to listen to the American people, and they have demonstrated that through their protests as well as through their feet. When you have millions of Americans going out in the streets, voicing their disgust towards the form of policing that inflicts so much pain to the African-American community, and this is not just in urban centers. It's in small towns throughout rural America, too. I represent St. Louis, Missouri. But throughout Missouri this past week, in small cities, small towns, neighbors came out to say, first of all, the lynching of George Floyd in Minneapolis was an atrocity that and that the world witnessed, and it should not be. And so I urge any elected official in this nation to listen to the American people.
Congressman, we'll be learning much more about this bill as the days go on, but I want to ask you something else. Republicans were not part of drafting this bill. What are the odds of this passing the Republican-controlled Senate, and what changes would you be willing to accept to get it passed?
Well, let me say this. I have heard from numerous Republican colleagues, my two U.S. senators in Missouri, Republicans from Illinois and across this country, who have said to me, we feel helpless, we want to do something, and we want to be a part of an effort that transforms policing and makes them accountable in this country. So I'm very confident that we will have allies on the other side of the aisle to get this legislation to the finish line and over to the president's desk.
President Trump tweeted today that law and order, not defund and abolish the police. With the few seconds that I have left with you, are you afraid that this might become a part of his campaign strategy, that the Democrats are anti-police?
Here's what I think is going to happen to President Trump. in this national debate is that it's already went past him because it's not focused on him and his individuality, but it's focused on a systemic system.
Thank you so much, Congressman William Lacy Clay, a Democrat representing Missouri's 1st Congressional District.
Thank you for having me.